Welcome, friends. We all crave a slower life, a life that's less crazy and chaotic. But how do you live a slow life when you feel like you're being pulled in a thousand different directions, when you have schedules both for yourself and your children, and you have endless obligations and work? I get it. I have been there. I am still there. And this is what I have learned about slow living. It's not about having endless amounts of time. It's not about having a perfect Pinterest-worthy lifestyle. It's about finding little pockets of moments throughout your day to slow down and be present. Let me be honest. Slow living is not what you probably are thinking of. It doesn't mean that you have a blank schedule, endless time. It doesn't mean on permanent vacation or being retired. It doesn't mean to move so slowly that you prevent yourself from moving forward. It's about being present in the moment, in taking pause to enjoy the life that is around you. It's about being intentional with your time. Instead of allowing others and work and obligations to tell you and dictate to you how busy you are going to be, taking time to step back, pause, and think to myself, what exactly do I want my life to look like? What does slowing down and slow living mean to me? And being intentional with your choices. Slow living is about not prioritizing doing, but instead shifting to prioritizing being. Instead of human doing, shifting it to human being. An affirmation that you might find useful is, my self-worth is not determined by my productivity. And if you are someone who really sets self-worth to a standard of a checklist of always being able to do more, faster, better, be proficient at everything in your life, I want you to know that your self-worth has nothing to do with how many tasks you check off of your list in a day or a week. Your self-worth is not entangled in how many goals you meet at the end of every year. You are worthy just because you exist, because you are a human being. Slow living is about prioritizing quality over quantity. Living is not about doing more, having more. Living is about the quality of every moment of your life. Almost everything will work again if you unplug it for a few minutes, including you. I used to think that being busy was a measure of my success. I really wore my busy schedule like a badge of honor. And if anyone asked me how I was, the first words out of my mouth were always busy. And maybe I felt like if I wasn't busy, then I was somehow lazy, or I was being perceived rather of being lazy. Because let's face it, in our society, busy is praised, slow is looked down upon. Somehow, our society has determined that a worthwhile day is a really productive, busy, frantic, overscheduled day. Instead of a productive day is noticing the flowers, spending time with friends and loved ones. A productive day is cooking a healthy meal, or meditating, or daydreaming. There's always this pull. Even now, even after I've been practicing slow living for so many years, there is a constant pull to keep going faster, to soak up every minute of every day and fill it all with everything all the time. And maybe it's because I'm measuring myself by everyone else, that I don't want to be considered a failure. And also, I've been busy and overscheduled my life, my entire adult life. And so at this point, it's habitual. Being busy has been my norm for decades. And to pull back from this habit of doing is a little uncomfortable. It's that little whisper that comes into my mind that is like, Connie, you should be doing more. You know, you have an extra hour here. Let's cram it in with some more work. We mistake motion for progress. And that's not really how it works. A dog spinning around chasing its tail is in motion, but it's not in progress. It's not moving forward. And just being busy to be busy is a lot like a dog chasing its own tail. I think we have forgotten how to reconnect, how to slow down, how to pause. Pause not only with our activities, but also pause in our minds and to find stillness. This is something that is, I think, something that we take on as we get into school. Have you ever just noticed a small child playing outside? They are so content to get down on their hands and knees and play with a little caterpillar or chase a butterfly. They're so content just in their own being. And we've lost touch with that peacefulness that is within us. and have forgotten how to slow down and just be present. An affirmation that I like is that I give myself permission to slow down and breathe. So I know what you're thinking, because I hear this a lot, and I also felt this way. How do I slow down if I am running around with all of these activities and things that I have to get done? How do I practice slow living when I have three kids, a husband, a career, housework, doctor's appointments, friends, all of it? How do I slow down? Slow living does not mean that you have to have a complete life overhaul. It does not mean that you quit your job and now you're retired and you, I don't know, live on a sailboat with your family. Whatever extreme version of slow living. That's not what it is. It's in these tiny moments of quiet, because when you quiet your mind, you gain clarity. When we are running around frantic all of the time, our minds are also frantic. And if you wake up at 3 a.m. with overthinking on your mind, even though your body's trying to rest, it's programming us that we have to always keep going and going and going. And so finding little pockets, tiny pockets of moments throughout the day where we can practice slow living. One is 5 minutes in the morning, just five, to sit quietly. 5 minutes. You don't even have to be silent. Maybe you read your book while you're sipping on coffee. 5 minutes where you start your day before the day kind of steamrolls over you, setting yourself up for the kind of day you want to have, a place of calm, a place of peace and clarity. Whenever you're feeling overwhelmed, pause and take three slow breaths. This could be on your way to work or to pick up the kids at a stoplight. This could be right before you go into your next meeting. It could be right as you are getting ready to start dinner. Three breaths will ground you and slow you down. Trying to eliminate the nasty habit of multitasking. And in place of trying to do everything all at once all the time, do one thing, whatever that one thing is, and be really present with that one thing. This will really improve your, yes, productivity, but your relationships, your peace of mind, your quality of life, your quality of the things you're engaging with, one thing at a time. Give yourself breaks from technology. Technology moves so fast, and instead, try to reconnect with nature if possible. Again, even just sitting inside looking out the window is connecting with nature. It's removing you from technology. Saying no gracefully. Just because you are bombarded with invitations to various activities does not mean that you need to say yes to all of them. Gracefully decline and make your peace of mind and gaps in your schedule a priority, especially over other people's priorities for you. Take 10 minutes every night to prepare yourself to rest. Turn off the TV, put down the iPad, put away the phone, and breathe. Listen to some soothing music, light a candle, read a book. Slowing down the mind, slowing down the day, so that you can restore and replenish that night. When I first started slowing down and practicing slow living and simplifying my life, it completely changed my life in ways that I really had no idea, because I just wanted to not be so busy. I needed to slow down for my own mental and physical wellness and not be so high-strung and stressed out all the time. What I found was I was actually living instead of just doing. And the benefits were tremendous. The number one benefit has been my relationships. My relationships with my husband and my family, my friends, are so deeper, more profound. It's because I'm not racing in my head when someone's speaking to me. I stop. I listen. I engage. And I'm 100% present. I'm not thinking in the back of my head, ooh, I have this appointment I got to go to. I need to go. I just let that go to the wayside. I'm present. Giving someone your time is the most precious thing you can give them. Slowing down has really improved my ability to focus and stay on task, whether I am knitting or painting or baking or working. When I slow down, I have less chatter in my mind that's constantly pulling me away. And so I have more patience with whatever activity I'm doing. It has tremendously reduced my levels of anxiety and stress. Definitely stress. Because stress is a mental loop. It's the mental loop of I gotta go, I gotta get more done, I need to get this, I need to get that. It's so much, it's too much for to be able to sustain in life, this constant, rapid pace. And so just slowing down, I'm able to calm my nervous system, be more relaxed, and have less anxiety and less stress in my life. I have more creativity when I slow down, because to be creative, we need space. We need space to daydream, to ponder, to think. We need space to try things and experiment and play. We need space to explore, whether it's exploring outside or exploring how we feel. And if we're doing something new, like a craft, like even painting, we need time. Time to do something fun. Time to just enjoy. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the life around us. By slowing down, I have learned to be content and really grateful. Grateful for what I have that moment. I can only be grateful if I have given myself the space and the time to slow down to observe. If I'm rushing from one thing to another, I'm not observing anything. Therefore, I'm not grateful. I'm not appreciative. I'm definitely not content. But by slowing down and practicing slow living, I am completely content to sit on a rock, to look out at the mountains, completely content to just breathe. I have noticed a huge difference in my health. My physical, emotional, and mental health has all improved. I mean, if I'm putting myself in a pressure cooker of always having to achieve and do and go and move forward, I'm putting myself in a situation to be extremely overwhelmed and stressed out. Stress is the number one killer. And it brings on this permanent feeling of fight or flight within us. Giving myself permission to not do so much, to slow down, to take these little pockets of moments in my life to connect and ground myself, it resets everything. And I have noticed a huge change in my health. There is a way to make slow living work, whatever your life situation is. And I know that you're probably thinking, yeah, good for you, Connie, but that does not work for me. Go to tiny, actionable steps. Finding moments to pause. If you are taking a shower in the morning, just notice the water. When you notice the water touching your skin, in your hair, you turn off the mind that's moving so rapidly. If you have children, show your children how to slow down. One, being an example for them, but also taking time with them. If you're reading a book to them, this is a beautiful example of slowing down. They will be raised in a home where they won't feel rushed, that they know that you're giving priority to them, even if it's just a bedtime story. Use waiting time as moments to be mindful. As you're sitting at a stoplight, or you're waiting to pick up your kids from school, or you're waiting in a doctor's office, breathe. Just breathe. If you're outside, just look around. Just notice if you hear birds chirping, or if it's sunny, what the weather is like, even observing other people, using the time that you are waiting at a stoplight to place your hand on your heart and take 3 deep breaths, and just slowing down to enjoy the moment. Honor the natural rhythm of your life. Try to get in a cohesive flow between work, family, and personal life. Test out different timings of the day and see what works best for you. Because if you are moving downstream from all of your obligations, life is so much easier than always trying to paddle upstream. Remember that a slow living is a journey. It's not a destination. Taking the tiny moments in your life to really connect to who you are, the world around you, and other people will pay off tenfold from any to-do list that you tackle. Your future self will thank you tenfold for taking the time to adapt to a slower, more patient, more content lifestyle. It's not about perfection. It's about progress and stepping toward creating a life that you want. Some days you may be frantic. It's okay. Other days you may be in a more peaceful state. Just ride the wave. You're doing beautifully. Have a beautiful day, my friend.